Happy Thursday, Mom.
Hey, guys. So sorry we missed last week, but when we film, it just gets so crazy and we have no time to put aside for ourselves sometimes. But I'm so happy to be back this week. We missed you guys. And I feel like we've been gone. There's so many crazy things that I've been seeing in this world that we definitely have to talk about. Like, wild stuff. But yeah, I was just telling Nicole, currently the kids are with my mom downstairs in her house because I like decided to come to my mom's house and visit her. And I'm in my day bed from like when I was 12 because she still has it. And I feel like I'm a teenager again. And she made me pizza bites.
Oh my God, it's literally the best. That's like when I went to my mom's house for the weekend. And I didn't have the kids, you know, because it was my grandma's funeral and everything. So I was like, I'm going to stay for the day and like really milk this up. And she literally made me a bagel with cream cheese. And she put me on the couch and like put on my favorite movie. I was like, this is amazing.
The best. She's like, I'm going to bring the boys for a walk because it's, first of all, it's beautiful out. Thank you, good weather, finally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, up and I'm going to, you know, hop on the phone with Nicole, get do our podcast for our meatballs. And she's like, okay, here's some pizza bites. I'm like, okay.
Cool, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how me and Chris, so Chris would sleep over sometimes, you know, when we were dating. This is like a full-size bed. I do not know how we both fit in this thing. I could barely fit in it right now by myself.
Oh, I know, because now we sleep with the kids. It's crazy.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But anyway.
Well, welcome to the show. Like Dina said, we're sorry we missed you last week. We had a shoot last weekend in the city, and I was so freaking excited to go because I've been dying to go to the city for, like, a quick trip with the roomies. And, of course, my kids came down with a freaking cold, and we were all out. And I was like, ugh, like, I can't, like, I wanted to go so bad that I was, like, contemplating leaving the kids. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I was like, I'm going to feel guilty. Like, kids always come first, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before work and everything. And I was just like, ugh, I'm going to have to miss this trip. So I missed the freaking city trip.
Yeah, she's been getting it. You've been getting it left and right. First, it was, like,
I know.
Atomic virus. Then it was the cold, flu, whatever it was. Hopefully you guys are in the clear for a couple weeks.
I know. I need a freaking break. I need a vacation.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's a beautiful day today and we have time to do the meatball pod, I'm in good spirits.
Yes. Bring on the warm weather. I'm usually a season girl. Like, I love winter. I love spring. I love fall. Same. I love them all. But after a while, I'm like, okay, get rid of the winter weather. I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm good for like maybe like a month of winter and then bring on spring and then just a month of summer and then bring on fall. Like, I don't.
No, yeah, same.
I don't like super cold and I don't like super hot. I like in between, like medium.
Yes, I'm loving this weather today. In Jersey, it's beautiful out, thank God. I think this is like the warmest we've ever gotten today.
Thank God.
So it's like a nice 60, so it's not like too warm, but I could do this weather all the time. Like, you know, like,
oh,
us,
yeah,
meatballs, we love our fall. We love, you know, snow here and there. But this weather for, like, being comfortable but still being able to go outside and, like, just your body feeling comfortable. You're not sweating. You're not too cold. This is the freaking weather.
Yeah. But the problem with this weather, I'm like, where's my wine? Like, I just want to sit outside with a...
Oh, my God, I know. I know I want a day drink.
Oh, just let the kids go in the pool. Like, clearly not the pool yet, but...
No, yeah, this is dangerous weather.
Yeah, for the meatballs, mm-hmm, for sure. But you know what I just started doing? So after COVID happened, I started just doing Instacart because I didn't like to go out. Like, it was just like...
Oh, yeah, it's my jam.
But now, because I realized I was, like, wasting a lot of money on Instacart. Like, I would buy things I don't need, and then I would just, like, the tip and the delivery charge freaking crazy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go out of my comfort zone and go back to shopping. So every week, me and little Cameron, we get ourselves together and we go grocery shopping. And I absolutely forgot how much I love to grocery shop.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. So that's like, I'm actually grocery shopping now like a normal freaking person.
Yeah. So I still do Instacart for like little things here and there, only because I get all my groceries at Trader Joe's. I have a Trader Joe's in my town. So I go every single Monday, and they have the best things.
Like, did you hear about Trader Joe's, though?
No, don't tell me yet. But they have the best things, and that's all I get. So, but sometimes Trader Joe's doesn't have, like, the cold cuts that I need, or, like, the name brand stuff that I need, because it's only Trader Joe's. So that's when I Instacart. But what happened with Trader Joe's? So I'm going to be upset.
So on TikTok, I mean, this is TikTok, and, you know, it, who knows if it's real, but they're saying, like, the meat in Trader Joe's isn't real. Like, it's not real meat because it never expires or something.
What kind of meat? Because when I buy meat, it definitely gets red and expires.
I don't know. They said it's, like, not real.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know if I believe that.
Look it up on TikTok, or maybe you just shouldn't. I mean, I like Trader Joe's, too, because I think they have the best dips and the best cheese mixes and, like, everything.
Oh, they have the best everything.
Good, like, charcuterie snacks. But yeah, I saw like the it's not real meat or something on TikTok.
Oh, I don't know.
Why is TikTok ruining everything?
No, literally, Trader Joe's is my jam, especially like as a mom. Like there's things that you can literally just put on the stove and then you can like throw in like a little vegetables here and there. Especially when the kids are like starting school and everything. So I got to get out the door quick. And that's just my jam with Trader Joe's. So if the meat's not real meat, I mean, what is it?
I have no idea.
Ay-yi-yoy.
Hey, meatballs. So if you have a hard time sticking to a hair routine, you can look no further because after using Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier and I'm finally seeing the results I've always wanted. My hair is not greasy. It's super thick and fluffy. I just absolutely love Vegamore. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free, which I absolutely love, and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. And when it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. I made it a part of my daily routine and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. And for the best results, you use a minimum of 3 months for visible, fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I also received the Grow Hair Serum, which I love. And usually serums are greasy and I usually don't use them. But with the Grow Hair Serum, it's not greasy at all. It goes in my hair and it makes it smell beautiful and it just looks super shiny and my hair always just looks fabulous.
So me and Dee get the monthly subscription of Grow Hair Serum, which we love, literally obsessed with. And I love the fact that Vegamore makes it easy to stay consistent. So when I signed up for the monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus we save more and I literally never run low on products I need to take care of my hair. And my hair has never felt more healthier. It looks healthier. I feel like my hair is always, you know, it looks like it's beat up because my hair is always in a bun and I just like never really take care of it. But now I'm starting to take care of it because I have the Grow Hair Serum and I'm looking fly as ever.
And just a fun fact for you, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/meatball and use code meatball at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/meatball. Code meatball to save 20% on your first order. That's VEGAMOUR.com/meatball, code meatball. Just look it up on TikTok while you can, because did you see that the government like passed a bill that they're trying to ban TikTok, or they are banning TikTok in the United
States? Oh, yeah, because everyone's coming out with the freaking truth.
But that's what I think it is. So I just saw an article that, you know, they passed a bill to ban TikTok in the United States. And I'm like, there are so many other problems going on in the United States right now.
Yeah, but let's ban TikTok.
But you know what? Let's make TikTok a priority. Because why? Because all of your little secrets are coming out.
Yeah, especially about the aliens and the lasers.
Yeah.
And what they're so doing. Much.
There's so much shit like on TikTok because people are waking up about stuff, or, you know, like someone like me, I'm like getting educated on things that some people might think are crazy, but I'm like, oh my God, this all makes sense. But it's TikTok. So, I mean, the fact that they're passing a bill when they could be doing so many other things to help the United States right now for TikTok, I mean, that just, I feel like, proves so much. Like, that means so much truth going around on TikTok that they have to pass a freaking bill to ban it. It's cool.
But then if they're banning it, how are all these people going to make a living? So many people make a living on TikTok.
I mean, you're completely right. Like, half these kids are millionaires now because of TikTok. Like, what would they do?
Literally. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I don't... I have...
Oh, that's insane.
Zero idea. Yeah. Crazy.
Well...
So I'm like, yeah, that's what you need to do. Ban TikTok. That's what the United States actually needs, is a banning on TikTok.
What a sin.
Oy vey. What goes on in the world? That's because all their little secrets and lies are coming out. Like, how about, like, because Ryan Garcia came out and was, like, saying all these secrets. And now TikTok's getting banned. Freaking Cat Williams was coming out saying all their secrets.
Well, I definitely think, and I know, you know, we scare our meatballs a little bit with our shit, but I definitely think something is going down 2024. Not like necessarily like, you know, we have to be scared, but I think a lot of information and things are going to come out that we're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I thought it was crazy with the Ryan Garcia stuff. Like, he was, like, saying a lot of stuff, and some people are like, he's crazy. But some people are like, no, he's telling the truth. And, you know, people that tell the truth just sound crazy sometimes.
All right, well, a lot of people might not have heard the clip, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, so he basically...
Real quick.
Ryan Garcia basically came out and said, like, you know, like, all these people molest children, and like Disney is like down this rabbit hole with it, and then like also all these young producers with these young kids, and about going to secret societies, and they like do all these rituals, and yeah, if for someone that
it's a lot of sick shit,
yeah, a lot of sick shit that I can't say out loud because it's like really disturbing. So if you do or are interested, you could definitely find it online, unless like
they brace yourself.
But so he, you know, he came out and said all this stuff, and for like someone like that doesn't believe in this stuff or think people are crazy, he sounds crazy. But for someone that's like looked into, you know, like these type of things, like people like being like in these upper level societies and rituals.
Oh, disgusting.
Like that. He doesn't sound crazy. Like, he's just coming out, and then you have to worry about this guy. Like, because everybody that's come out and said stuff like that have always wound up dead or something after.
Oh my God, well, all these whistleblowers. There was another whistleblower that accidentally like slit his wrist or something. Well, in the tub. And then another one happened yesterday. They found him in a truck. He was a whistleblower. I forget what he was talking about. I just read the article this morning. But it was something to do with, you know, telling information. And he was protected by the Whistleblower Act. And,
yeah.
And he was about to approach Congress or whoever he was going to. And they found him dead in his truck. What right. a coincidence.
And it's always like Joan Rivers started like saying some stuff. And then
she's dead.
All of a sudden went into surgery and she didn't make it out, which I'm like, okay. I mean, I know she was older, but she looked like she was in pretty good health, that lady.
Oh, Joan Rivers would have been alive till freaking 100.
Yeah. Like, there's like a lot of celebrities, if you look into it, that probably shouldn't have died, and they blamed it on overdoses and all this stuff because they were about to come out and say stuff about things.
Well, Diddy shit is getting scary. Even that girl, Candace Owens, who like always talks a ton of shit and like doesn't care. She goes, I'm just going to tread lightly with this one because I don't want to get murdered. Like, what?
Like, she's scared.
I can't.
But yeah, so going back to Ryan Garcia, a lot of people are like, guarantee you, he's either going to wind up dead or he's going to come back and be like, oh, I didn't mean to say any of that stuff.
Yo, just kidding.
Talk about this. And literally, you could look it up on TikTok. He came back and it was like he was reading off a script and he goes, yeah, for now on, I'm just going to talk about boxing and this and that. I'm no longer going to talk about the other stuff. And he had like
they got to him.
He had like a thorn crown on his head. which was weird.
Maybe that was symbolism.
Right. So I'm like, this, they got him. They got to him. So, you know, freaking weird shit like that. And then Kate Middleton, TikTok's going crazy with Kate Middleton being missing. I'm like, where is she?
Is she missing because she botched her her kid's picture?
So she has been, at first they said she was in the hospital, like getting surgery. And then they said she wouldn't be like recovered from her surgery for like until after Easter. But there's been no sign of her. There's been nothing. And then all of a sudden, now that people on TikTok and everywhere, a lot of people in the UK and stuff are like, what is happening? Like in England, like all everybody in like UK, England, everywhere over there is like, what's happening? Like, where is she? They're looking for her. People are like out looking for her. Like, it's getting crazy. And nobody knows where she is. So now that everything's getting so crazy with TikTok and people actually like trying to find her, they're starting to put out like these fake photos, like one of her in the car that people don't think it's her. And then,
oh my God.
Then the Photoshop picture that it was so bad that they actually had to go onto the, I think it was Instagram or Twitter and make a statement.
The kid's fingers were chopped off.
I'm like, what is happening here? Like, what's
who edited that
in this world? Like, what happened to her? So some people think she's dead. Some people think, wait, this was my best one. Some people think she's on The Masked Singer.
Oh my God.
And then like others, like it's crazy. Eventually they have to come out and like have her speak or something because where is she? And then they said, or today, like there was a tribute for her somewhere, but then it was a mistake. So I feel like they're just
a tribute.
Yeah. I think they're getting,
oh, like she's missing,
like a tribute to all her successes and stuff.
What the heck is happening?
Yeah. I'm telling you, between that, the Garcia thing, Kate Middleton, and then John Cena. Have you seen him lately?
John Cena on the Oscars?
Like, what happened to John Cena? Is he a clone? Like, what happened to John Cena? Like, he used to be this badass wrestler, and now, did you see him in this movie?
No, what movie is it?
So, it's, I can't even, something, I have to look up the name. But he does all like these humiliating things and dresses like in dresses and dresses and wigs and just like doesn't seem like a John Cena type movie. But then again, I'm like, so some people are saying he's basically sold his soul. This is what people on TikTok, no wonder maybe it's getting banned. Sold his soul and now he's getting pushed up into like the higher, you know, society. So this is his humiliation ritual that he has to go on the Oscars naked.
What?
Yeah. Crazy. I'm telling you.
The thing, oh my God.
Seeing these last couple weeks, I'm like, what? What is happening? We're usually the ones that are freaking bizarre. And the Jersey Shore is the most normal thing that's happening. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Our news is nothing.
It's crazy. Like, Andrew's called a toddler. She freaked out. But don't worry. That is nothing because John Cena is naked on the Oscars.
I can't.
Like, what in the world?
Well, there is really good news because me and you are huge Lindsay Lohan fans. Oh, we're obsessed with her in literally every stage of her life. She just went on Drew Barrymore's show, which means you know, are dying to get on, all of us as a cast.
Yes,
so Drew Barrymore, please let us on the freaking show. We love you. But yeah, she went on Drew Barrymore's show and she finally announced that Freaky Friday 2 is happening. Yes. It's coming out. Oh my God, I'm so souped for that.
Yeah, so even though there's crazy stuff going on in the world, there's also awesome.
It's still like fun, normal stuff.
So like, I love that Lindsay Lohan is back. and looking greater than ever. She was at the Oscars, and she
looked, she is literally gorgeous.
Ugh, I'm so happy for her.
She's beautiful.
I'm hoping Amanda Bynes makes like a recovery like that.
I mean, same, because what a sin. And even when Lindsay Lohan was like in her crazy era and, you know, maybe like not healthy, but, you know, like still Lindsay Lohan, I always stand her. Oh, every single lifestyle that she's been through, I always stand her. We are a Lindsay Lohan stan.
Yeah, she was at the Oscars. She looks absolutely gorgeous. And you know what else I love about her? She travels with her family. She's always with her sister, and her like brother is with her. She's always with her family.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's such like an important thing, you know.
And she's a mom. I don't think we even seen her kid yet.
No, I forgot. Right? She's a mom.
I know, I forgot she's a mom too, because she hasn't shown her kid at all. It's like, I want to see your baby, Lindsay.
And she just had a new Netflix movie come out. Was it Netflix or on Prime? She put out a new movie. I think it's on.
Yes, I saw that.
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to watch it. Look at her doing her thing. So proud.
I mean, yeah, round of applause for Lindsay for being like such a successful actress growing up and like being iconic. And then she kind of fell off a little bit. You know, she had a little rebellious stage, but she was still a queen. And now she's just fully back, better than ever, gorgeous, ready to freaking work. And I am here for it.
Yeah, especially, you know, all of these like Disney like kid stars, I feel like go through it because I think they've been through shit. And I'm happy that she, like, overcame the shit, you know?
Well, they were saying, well, back to the conspiracy stuff, they were saying Amanda Bynes had to go through a lot of freaking shit. Oh, like, sure. Not good shit. And this is why the way she is now, because she's so fucked up with growing up in that industry. And I feel like there was a documentary coming out about Nickelodeon and how they, like, really, they really did a number on these freaking kids.
Yeah, I think it was a lot. And I think back in the day, like, things happened. You know,
no. But we better watch what we say.
No, yeah.
We have a black car follow us.
Batted an eye. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I love Disney. I'm going to Disney this July. So.
No, I mean, yeah. I have timeshare. I go every single year. But we better watch our back.
Yeah. You know what? Delete. We don't believe.
Just kidding.
Of the ban.
Yeah. We're just like talking shit.
Yeah. Have you seen the spring break videos? It looks like a Walking Dead. It looks like the Walking Dead.
In Miami?
So right now, Disney's like super crowded because it's spring.
Oh, Disney.
But you can't even walk. Everyone looks like zombies walking. They have to just walk so slow.
Oh, no. See, that's what I hate when Disney's super, super overcrowded. So we usually go after Easter, because, you know, Easter is literally so freaking packed. You can't even walk anywhere. The rides take forever. So we usually go after Easter, which it calms down. But, yeah, when Disney's like that, it's literally not even enjoyable. Like, it's so hard.
I don't even know how these people, I would have to leave the park because you can't walk. They look like zombies walking. I'll have to send you the clip because I'm like, but this isn't just one video. It's so many videos of people like, they're like, how are we even here? And I can't imagine like just not even being able to walk. Like,
no,
which usually like is the least crowded park was like zombie walking. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, but I do love Disney. I love a nice Disney trip.
Same.
When, do you have any Disney trips planned?
Yeah, so we usually go every year after Easter. So I think we're going sometime in May. So we go there. We actually go there twice because Giovanna has cheer competition. And then we come back for a week and then we go again. So I have timeshare. So we could basically go like we could go twice a year. And my dream is to go for like Halloween or Thanksgiving and Christmas time, which I know you've done before, right? Didn't you do Halloween?
We did Christmas.
Yeah, that's my friggin' dream to see a friggin' Christmas at Disney. That's literally my dream. So hopefully do that one year. But no, yeah, I feel like we'll always be a Disney family. It's just like a thing that we do. It's like big in our family. So yeah,
we love Disney.
We do.
Well, I think we need to do like a girls' trip to Disney.
Oh, so that is, I think, for my birthday next year, because I never really do anything for my birthday, which, you know, I don't care. Like, I'd rather, you know, be home with the kids and, like, you know, just relax and get spoiled by my kids. But my dream, like, if I could go anywhere on vacation for my birthday, it would be Disney with my best friends.
Oh, my God.
Like, can you imagine, like, Epcot and, like, running around, like, drinking? Like, I never really drink in Disney because, you know, we have the kids. But, like, actually, like, drinking around the world because I never got to do that. Oh, my God. I would die.
It's the best. Yeah, I haven't done that either. But I feel like I don't know how I would – I don't like, certain drinks. So I feel like each world I would just get wine. Be like, okay, wine.
Yeah, we could try wine from every country.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This week, CJ has, they're doing like a whole reading month. So you could sign up to be like surprise readers and stuff. So I signed up to be a surprise reader for CJ's class. So I'm excited for that.
Well, that's super cute.
Yeah. I don't
See,
know.
I've never done that. I mean, I do parties and stuff, but I've never been like a reader before, which I've always wanted to do because I feel like Angela would freak out. So let me know how it goes. Tell me how you...
I hope I don't stutter. These kids
could be
cruel.
Like, what if... You have to be, like, dramatic. You have to, like, read, like, you're a storyteller.
Yeah. But what if, like, there's... like, I'm like...
What if you forget a word and you're like,
Yeah. I'm like, what if there's a word in the book that I don't... that I don't know?
Oh, my God. I'll be like, ma'am?
No. Or, like, stutter... Or what if I sound weird and the kids make fun of me?
It'll be like, loser.
Listen, five-year-olds, they just say it how it is.
Oh, I know. I know it.
They'll be like, you sound weird. They're like, cool.
You suck.
Like, why don't you don't know how to read? Be like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figure out what book I'm going to bring.
I'm sure you'll be amazing, sweetie.
Yeah. I'll let you know next week.
How, you let me know, and then I'll see if I should do it.
Ugh. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I got this.
All right, so if you guys hear, like, motion and stuff, I'm multitasking because I have to get into an interview. So I'm going to be getting into my car soon. So if you hear me driving, it's because I'm going mobile. I'm moving around.
Yes, we've been busy bees. I have interview tomorrow, actually. Probably going to be in there for hours.
We are busy girls today.
Oh my gosh, what about freaking Love is Blind? Have you been caught up?
Oh yeah, Love is Blind. I mean, I knew Clay was going to say no. But like, come on, man. Because he acted like he was going to say yes.
I know. I mean, ugh.
And AD's like, I'm done with him. Like, what a freaking waste. Like, are you kidding me? And then everyone's saying they're hanging out now. Like they're back together trying to make it work.
That's what I was going to say too. So,
like, how do we feel about that?
TikTok and like Instagram, you can see everything now on social
media. We should be sponsored by TikTok.
We really should. I find all my information on TikTok.
I can't.
That's my world news.
Literally the worst.
But so yeah, and guess who else is like canoodling out? Chelsea and Courtney.
Oh my God, yes, I saw that too. So they were like at a steakhouse together.
Yeah, and then a and then they were also at like this little brunch spot, and they're like hugging each other and like holding hands.
I mean, listen, if it works out, it works out. I mean, you know, we're on a reality show, and sometimes you don't see the best, you know, images of us, and
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah, so I feel bad that they're all getting this heat, but at the same time, you knew exactly what was going to happen because every single season, all these people get the heat.
Oh yeah. I mean, Chelsea, I do feel bad for her because, yeah, she's whiny and stuff, but I feel like I feel so bad that people are giving her so much shit on her looks because she's a pretty girl.
It's, I know, but she did it to herself.
I know.
She knew exactly what she was saying.
I know. I know.
Come on.
But you know me. I feel bad. I'm like, leave her alone. Don't make fun of her look. She's pretty. Like, stop.
She's definitely pretty, but she put herself in the status of Megan Fox. Like, come on, girl.
She put her foot in her mouth, for sure.
She did.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then, you know who else I saw? They just did a TikTok together.
Oh, who now?
Freaking Brittany and Kenneth.
Why?
I know.
Maybe they're just doing that for, like, the show,
or
like,
maybe
to be cute.
Friends. because I was seeing like some stuff go around that he could possibly be gay, and like,
I mean, I can see it from one of the interviews he did. I could see it.
So the TikTok was her, like, it said, "I'll keep your secret," and she threw him the key, and then he caught the key. So I'm like, "What is this?
Maybe that's the secret."
That's what I was like, and he like came out of a closet.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too much into it.
No,
I'm like,
that's literally confirmation.
Yeah. So I'm like, are they coming out and saying that he is? And they're like just best friends, you know? So I would love it if he was.
What a sin.
Good. They should do a gay Love is Blind. I would love that.
That would be chaotic, though.
You know what? I feel like this cast has been like the best cast because it's just so messy. And they just keep you entertained, you know, even after the fact.
Yeah, so the reunion's coming up, and I'm praying this is a good reunion. But I saw little clips of it because they're posting it on Instagram. And they're bringing back some of the old cast from Love is Blind. So you see Giannina there, which I love. I love her. She's pregnant. She's
having a baby. I know, you're friends with her, aren't you?
I'm just obsessed with her. I want to be friends with her. But she did All Star Shore with Angelina. And Angelina got into a fight with her. I was like, no. I was like, leave her alone. She's literally perfect.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, I was so annoyed she did that. But yeah, she was there, and then they brought back some of the other couples, and it's gonna be a good reunion.
I saw they brought back, I think, Alexis and Brendan.
All right, so the reunion is on today. It released yesterday. I didn't get to watch it yet because I've been so crazy.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to watch it. So I have to stay off TikTok so I don't get spoilers. I swear, it's the spoilers get me every time.
The worst.
So one other crazy thing I saw, this was just like in general, like on the news. In Pittsburgh, they decided from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. that they're not going to have cops go to calls. So it's going to be like the purge. So police calls where a suspect is present or ones involving domestic disputes or someone is in need of medical assistance, those won't get like pushed to an automated line. But everything else, like burglaries, harassment, 911 calls, those won't get immediate law enforcement responses. Those will get pushed to like an automated line. Imagine, like, what if someone's...
That's fucked up.
What if someone's in your house? What if it's a burglary in your house?
Literally. What if you're distraught and like you got hurt? Hi, it's a burglary, and I got shot in the leg. Could someone come get me? And then they just transfer you to a robot?
Well, I guess that, because it's in need of, like, a medical, they will send somebody. But I guess if it's not, and it's just a burglary and the person left, like, they won't send any type of law enforcement. Which I'm like,
that's still fucked up, because that's, like, emotionally, like, scary. You know, so even if they
morning. And I'm like, please don't let that happen over here. So I'm like, why? Why?
That's literally the purge.
Right? That's what people are saying. It's basically you're making the purge from 3 a.m. till 7 a.m. So now people could be like, oh, I could steal and then leave as long as I'm not on the, you know, as long as I don't. Because basically if they were. I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so all the criminals now know that from this time to this time, you can burglarize someone and get away with it.
Yeah, and
that's what... Because the cops aren't coming.
Well, exactly, and that's what people are saying. Like, why publicize that? Like, okay, just make it... Just do it. Don't publicize it so that these people that will go out and steal, like, burglarize and whatever... But so, yeah, crazy things. But, you know, I feel like we've talked about some negative stuff, but I feel like a lot of people need to know what's going on in this world. So let's go to a couple meatball questions. And then, yeah, Nicole's got to get on the road to interview.
I'm already on the road.
Oh, you're on the road.
I'm on the move, bitch.
Okay, so here are some fan questions. I'll read them since you're driving. We have, hey, Meatballs, I just found out I'm pregnant with my own baby girl, Meatball. What pregnancy suggestions do you have? Any go-to foods? Amanda from Pittsburgh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, girl. Make sure you're safe.
Lock your doors,
Amanda. Literally.
Oh, my God. Now I hope I didn't scare her. But she probably knows about it. It was all over the news over there.
I mean, bitch, put your alarm system on at all times. I can't.
So one thing I really, really loved, you can get them on Amazon. If you're nauseous at all, they're like not like they're like little. What are they called? They're nauseous drops. Do you remember what they're called?
Oh, yeah. No, I never really needed them, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were my go-to with CJ because I was so, oh, they're called Preggy Pop Drops. And
there you go.
They're Preggy Pop Drops. And you can get them on Amazon. I had such morning sickness up until like 22 weeks with CJ. And those things were amazing. They were amazing. They got me through. So that would be my one.
I'm trying to think what I needed because I know I was nauseous at some points, but I never really had to like do the drops or anything. So when you get really, really pregnant, you know, sleep is obviously awful. I loved the big pillow that you can put your leg around so then it's comfortable for your belly to go in. What was that called?
Pregnancy pillow?
Is that what it was called? Like a pregnant, that's the name?
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of different ones. There's ones that are more circle, and then there's ones that are long. I prefer the long one too, because then you could like put your up.
So when your belly gets really, really big and you need to try and get like some sort of a comfortable rest, that definitely came in handy. And I still used it after pregnancy because my body was so sore and I couldn't get comfortable. And now I still use it just because it's cozy.
Yeah, and then also when you do have the baby, I love this. I didn't have one with CJ, but with Cameron, I loved my Lullaboo. It was like a baby wearing shirt, and you literally are just wearing your shirt, and it's like a kangaroo kind of.
Yeah, you have your kid in it.
I just put Cameron in my shirt. It's like a pocket, and I got everything I needed to get done, and he literally so just cute. Slept on my chest in the shirt. And I didn't have to, like, I still always loved, like, the, you know, the wearing baby thing that I had. But the shirt, it was so lightweight. It was a shirt. And it was literally like I was like a mommy kangaroo with Cameron. Cameron, no wonder he's so obsessed with me. Because I wore him. I would be like, take DJ. And I would wear him.
Yeah, and I definitely lived in the leggings from Bye Bye Baby. The pregnancy leggings, because they're so stretchy. They literally went up to my boobs, and it was just so comfortable. And I used that, too, after I had the kids. I would wear it because they were so cozy. And, you know, after you have your baby, you know, your stomach doesn't, like, snap back like that. Like, it still looks like you're pregnant for a week after. So I would still wear it, and it was nice and cozy. And I loved the hospital underwear. After you have a baby, if you have a baby naturally, the hospital underwear, I literally asked for 4 bags of it because I lived in that for a month after I had my kids, too. Yeah, I like
those too. And also,
oh my God, I love it.
What are those things for after pregnancy for her
vagina? Oh, the witch hazel?
What is it?
The witch hazel pads?
Yes.
Witch hazel pads. Oh, godsend. Yeah, so you do that. Is this her first baby?
I mean, she's asking for suggestions, so I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. So if it's your first baby, take all the underwear from the hospital, and you have to make a sandwich of witch hazel.
Yes.
And then witch hazel, and then you can use the ice packs that they give you. It's like an ice pack pad. You do that, and then the witch hazel, and it's beautiful. It's amazing.
Yes. And then one last thing. There's no rules. Like, if you want to have a schedule, you could try your best. Sometimes it doesn't work, but There's no rules. You, whatever works for you and gets you the most sleep you can and the best sleep for the baby, then just do it. There's no that was my thing. There was no rules. I was like, I'm not listening to all of these parenting books. Like, I'm just gonna do what's best for me and my family. That's how I felt.
Amen. Yeah. And I never really read the parenting books or anything, so it, like, wasn't relatable to me. So, like, talking to moms, and they were just, like, so real about it. I'm like, listen, this is the shit that's going to happen. I want to prepare you. That's, like, the best advice that you can get is from an actual, you know, friend or other person that's going to tell you how it is. Not a freaking pregnancy book to be like, here's what to expect. Like, no. Yeah.
And, like, some moms want to try, like, the schedule. But if you aren't that schedule person, don't feel bad about it. Like, at all. Because you know what? Sometimes schedules don't work. All right. So next question.
Yeah, no, I'm not a schedule person.
Yeah, me neither. So here's one. How late is too late to cancel a plan with someone? May from Lake Placid. So for me, if it's like you got sick out of nowhere or, you know, something like that, like I'll understand like abrupt cancel. But, you know, if you're not, I like at least a day's notice. So I'm not getting ready. And then all of a sudden the plan falls through, you know?
No, agreed. I definitely want like, you know, if you know you're not going or something's coming up or you know you're going to feel sick, call me literally in the morning and be like, listen, I know we have plans for like a 4 o'clock dinner, early dinner. I don't think I'm going to make it. Cool. Whatever. You know, I'll stay in my pajamas and I'll drink wine at the house.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I'm already ready and, like, souped and can't wait to go and then you cancel, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, cool. What am I doing now?
Yeah, and then you got to make plans.
Okay, so here's, like, a cute one to end on. Hi, Meatballs. You guys are truly the best, and I've loved seeing you grow and start families over the years. My question is, what job do you think your kids will have when they grow up? Love you guys, Meg and Philly. That's cute. And thank you, Meg. So I feel like what do you think your kids' jobs will be?
I don't even know. Cause like they're young. We don't know what they love yet or what they want to do. But I do know that Giovanna is obsessed with animals. And she used to say to me, you know, like a year or two ago that she wanted to be a veterinarian. She wanted to save animals' lives. She loves cats and dogs and turtles and she loves it all. So I was like, oh my God, I would love that because, you know, mommy went to school to be a vet tech. Because I love animals so much. So if Giovanna was a veterinarian, that would be freaking amazing. And then, you know, Angelo loves, like, sea creatures and everything. So he could be a sea person. What is that called? A zoologist? Zoologist? I don't know.
No, a marine biologist.
A marine biologist. There, a zoologist. And then Lorenzo, I feel like you would be great at something in sports because he's just so good at it. Maybe like, I don't know, something with professional sports or something. I don't know.
So CJ and Cameron. CJ, like, really loves monster trucks and, like, he loves, like, riding things. I could see him trying to be, like, a monster truck driver at some point. I mean, I don't know if that'll be his career, but I could see him doing something like that. I could even see Cameron because they both are obsessed with monster trucks and love going to Monster Jam. So possibly, like, I could see them dabbling in that for fun. And then as for, like, their actual career, I mean, I don't know. I guess they're both still young. They're 2 and 5. So I guess I would have to wait and see. But yeah. I could see them, like, going into sports and monster truck driving. Maybe some, they're both super creative. So maybe, like, some music, something with, like, music and creativity. But yeah, I love that. But all right, Nick, I know that you got to get going. But I'm glad we were able to hop on and, you know, get a podcast out for our meatballs.
Happy Thursday. And make sure you guys watch a new episode tonight at 8 p.m. And then also I am doing a ribbon cutting at my Long Island store tomorrow. So if you guys are around, my ribbon cutting, Huntington, Long Island, I think it's going to be at 11:30. So I'm going to be there doing that. So if you guys are in the area, come on down because I'm going to be at the store celebrating my third location.
Oh, yes. Congratulations. And also it's Chris's birthday tomorrow. So everybody go wish him
happy birthday.
35.
Happy birthday to my favorite male meatball.
Yeah. All right, so let's get sauce, meatballs. It's been a good one.
We did it.
We did it.